Good morning, everybody. Steve's thought for the day on this Tuesday morning. Trust you're all well and safe and smiling. Ness.
Morning, Life Church. It's Ness Andrews and it's Tuesday morning. And we're reflecting on the Sermon of the Mount this week. And I wanted to read from the Message verses 3 and 4 this morning. And it reads, "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. And you're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you." Now, what strikes me about these two verses is that when we're at the end of our tether, the last thing we feel is blessed. It can be a place where we feel like we're, I guess, in the midst of sinking sand, and we just want to be rescued and we want to skip straight to the blessing. I felt called by God this morning to look particularly towards marriage, partly because I have two friends going through, sadly, a marriage breakdown. However, one is Christian and one is not. The hurt and the pain does not differ for either of my friends. The journey is not necessarily shorter for either one. There is a grieving process, a resting, a reflecting, and a restoration process to go through. I too can empathise with being at the end of my rope and almost losing everything dear to me. But I was fortunate, I was blessed in that God rescued me in time and my husband. And thus, whilst we had different emotions and different healings that were necessary to take us through that place, at least we could go through that transformation process in unity, with a desire to try and restore our relationship to what God intended it to be. And we're many years on now, and I can truly say that thankfully our marriage is stronger now than it ever was. But for my friends, the one is Christian, the other isn't, as I said. And whilst I do not wish to labour on their personal circumstances, as of course that would be wrong, the one knows Jesus' love and restoration, and these verses, whilst hard to comprehend, will understand what is being said, and that the blessing comes out of this circumstance as we press closer into God. However, my non-Christian friend will not see or feel how they can be blessed by having lost all that is dear to them. And I think for me, the explanation comes from John 3:6, and it reads, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." This means when we receive Jesus' Holy Spirit into our lives, then we feel his love and we start to receive his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his love, his protection, his healing, his strength, and so much more. When we receive it, but not just have it, but when we experience it, then we are drawing closer to him. And we can see the blessing comes from him as he heals us piece by piece and restores the damage of this world's pain, sin and suffering. And I just wanted to end with 1 John 5:5 this morning. And it reads, "The person who wins out of the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of Man." Let us pray. Father God, you brought these verses to me this morning because you know too that I can empathise and I can understand the pain and the grief of going through such dark circumstances. But Lord, that there is always hope when we have a relationship with you. And whilst the suffering and grief doesn't go away, Lord, you feel that suffering, you feel that grief, and you're there in the midst with us, Lord. And Father, that we know, because it's in your word of truth, Lord, that you do heal, you do restore, and you do make us into better people. You bring us back into line with the person that you created us to be. And so, Father, for anyone who's listening that may be in a similar situation or coming through that, I just want to encourage you that God is the way forward. God is the blessing that will help you to pull through. He will give you that strength. He will give you that healing. He will give you that restoration. And I am testimony to that love, grace and mercy. Father, I just thank you for you being in my life and restoring me. And I pray that you will do the same for anyone else who finds himself in this situation today. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ness. Really searching thought this morning. And I just want to throw an invitation out at the end of Ness's thought there, that if you are touched by what she has said and you would love somebody to pray for you, then we have a dedicated prayer email. It's prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, at lifechurchlitchfield.com. If you want to email through a prayer request, there's just two people see that email, myself and Rebecca, our pastoral leader, and we'd love to pray for you. So make a great day. Carpe diem.